Of the Lord this evening. Let's pull up that song, Oh What Singing, Oh What Shouting, but it also is under Heaven's Jubilee. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, oh, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise. Headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. No, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when sun outshine. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Let others seek a home below. I feel like traveling on. Which flames devour, waves overflow, but I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. The Lord has been so
switch it up a little bit there, sister. Put it in the key of C. And we'll just slow it down here before we take our prayer request before the Lord. And if I could also have the ushers come forward once I finish reading them, and we'll take up our tithes and offering as well.
So only believe.
Sister Becky, we just want to take these needs before the Lord. Want to remember the Cross family. They're not with us. They're dealing with sickness, I believe, so just remember them. Also, continue to remember Sister Angie and the family with her brother. Just remember them. We want to remember my mother, Sister Sarah, and my grandmother, Sister Shirley. Both are not able to be here, both at home sick, so just remember them. We want to continue to remember Sister Tina Knobloch. We want to remember Brother Yeshua and Sister Sarah Johns. They're away on vacation, so just remember them. And I have a prayer request here from Sister Caitlin, just saying to remember two of her co-workers, that one is having issues with their elbow, and is having, or the other is having some intense neck and arm pain, and both are unsure of the cause. So we just want to remember that need as well. That is all the spoken prayer requests I have, and also to remember the Reynolds. I don't think they're here. No, they're not here, so just remember them. But that's all the prayer requests. I know we all have unspoken prayer requests, so just hold those close to your heart. And if I could have Brother Jonathan Mill come up and pray at this time. And ushers, if you would come forward.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we're thankful we gather in your house this evening, Lord, and we come to you saying that and confessing we believe, Lord. We're thankful that you're gathered here with us this evening, because you said in your word, where two or three are gathered, I'll be in your midst. And we can't come unto you unless you draw us first. So we ask, Lord, that you draw us this evening. May this word be open to us in a special way, Lord, and may you meet every need. There's many that were listed, Lord, and we thank you that we can bring our burdens to the cross and lay them down, and you'll give us rest, Lord. And there's many serious needs, Lord, and those that are close to the door passing over to the other side. Lord, I pray you give the family of Sister Angie and them the comfort that only you can bring, Lord. I pray you make yourself real to them this time, Lord. And as we are in anticipation of your word, I pray you impress it upon our pastor and anoint his lips and anoint our ears, that we can hear a word that would we would go out a different people, a better people, to serve you, Lord. That we could say this evening, did not our hearts burn within us as you spoke to us along the way? So we thank you now for this time we have, and we commit all these requests into your hands, knowing that you're the Almighty, you care about each one, and you will meet the need according to our faith. We commit it to you now in your precious name, the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Just as they pass by, you may have your seats. Let's keep it in the same key there, sister. We'll just sing a song or two here before Brother Barry comes this evening. Pull up that song in moments like these, please.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to sing out a love song.
song here as Brother Barry comes.
So there's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see.
Time now. Faces here. I was going to say, it's nice to have the males here on a Wednesday night, and that's neat. That's really nice. We're glad to have you here, and good to have Sister Abby back tonight as well. We appreciate how the Lord helped her, and good to have her back tonight. Good to have all of you here, and we have Brother Tim Ashong with us tonight. Brother Tim's a homeboy, and finally makes it around to coming home. And we're just honored to have him and Sister Joanne. And may God bless you, Sister Joanne. Good to have you here. Great to have our folks from New Jersey, right? God bless you. Good. We were talking about you the other day, and it was all good. So, yeah, so we're glad to see you and have you with us tonight. So without any further ado, we're going to turn it right over to Brother Tim. And Brother Tim is no stranger to us, and we just trust that the Lord will speak through him tonight. And good to have Mitchell and Megan back as well tonight after their bout. And great to have them with us. They were saying that there's a lot of sickness that's going around, and so we're thankful when we see folks again. Let's sing that little chorus, Have Your Way, and we'll turn it over to Brother Tim tonight.
Oh, have your way.
Just to encourage us, just to enter in. And, you know, I was thinking as we sang this song, you really do want the Holy Spirit to have his way. And to move away what needs to be moved away and deposit what needs to be deposited in our hearts. And the only way you're going to do that is just get your mind stayed on him and just stay focused on him. Because in heaven, there's no such thing as a Wednesday night. There's no lesser service or greater service. It's wherever two or three are gathered in his name. But I know this, that God always has something to say to us. Amen. And so search for that tonight. Long for that and pray for that tonight. And I know that God will fill your cup. So let's sing it one more time as we turn to Brother Tim. So have your way.
dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity given us to assemble in your house. We thank you for the songs of worship, adoration to your name, the King of Glory, and the Lord of Lords. Our Father, we thank you for this opportunity given to us again to come to your house. And we thank you for the light that you've given unto us.
Amen.
And given us this privilege to serve you in the light of your word.
Amen.
The light of today. We are grateful. Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands and pray. Forgive us of our shortcomings. And Lord, let the blessed Holy Spirit have his way in our lives and in our midst. Be with us as we ask your blessings upon the service, upon the reading of your word. And Lord, even those that might be on their way coming, grant them mercies. And wherever your sons and daughters are gathered, we pray that the Holy Spirit will have his way in the midst of thy people. That Jesus Christ, our Lord, will be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you, saints of God. And we greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege to be here this evening to fellowship together with the saints of God. And I thank the pastor for giving me this opportunity to be here this evening. God bless you, sir. And God bless every one of you for coming to church. We would like to open the scriptures and to the book of Luke. Thank Brother Aaron also for bringing us here this evening. God bless you, Brother Aaron. So let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, to read some few things to encourage ourselves. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 13. Let's read from verse 10. And we also read from Revelation 1. Luke chapter 13, verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan have bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Amen. Let's read one more scripture from the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Revelation 1, verse 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we please be seated? Praise the Lord. So we once again greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's always a privilege to be in church and be with the people of God. But Abraham told us God goes to church. And he said, if God is in your heart, you will not wait for the doors to be open and you'll be there. So on the scripture that we have read, we saw Jesus going to church. On the Sabbath day, he was there. Praise the Lord. And so this evening, just to encourage ourselves, we want to speak on loosed by the blood. We thank God for the power that is in the blood of Jesus. So we read in the scriptures about this woman. The Bible said, they had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And the scripture says that she was in a condition, she bowed like this, she cannot even raise herself up. So in this condition, thank God, she still find time to go to church. She could have had excuses. Because for 18 years, in this kind of condition, maybe she might be holding a stick in her hands. But thank God, she laid everything aside. Yeah. And she went to church. Yeah. Remember this, God will not forget our labor of love. Amen. And I was thinking about, what about if she had not gone to church that day? Because it was not announced that Jesus was coming. And remember, one day he will come. One day, our coming to church, everything will be over. One day, we shall be changed. In the twinkling of an eye. Praise the name of the Lord. And so what we want to say to ourselves this evening, don't ever and never be discouraged. Keep on pressing on. Amen. Keep on believing. Yes. Keep on trusting. Yes. Don't give up. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise God. This woman in a condition was going to church. She could have given an excuse and everybody would have understood why she did. Oh, yeah, you know my condition. Today I have pains. But she went to church. It's our Lord will come in an hour that you never think of. And that day she went to church, something happened. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That day, everything changed. That day, her heart desires was released unto her. That day, grace came down. She never knew. It was not announced that he would be coming. But Jesus went to church. And I thank God that he went to church. He always goes. For because we have seen him sometimes in the scripture, he gets to the temple or he goes to the church on the Sabbath day. And one place they said this, the minister or the rabbi giving the scroll to read. And then he read and he told them that this day, this scripture is fulfilled. So he goes to church. Amen. And we also love to come to church. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus met this woman in this condition. And he had compassion on her. And he looked at her and said, woman, thou hast loosed. And he should have, and then the Bible says straight away, she was made straight. Wonderful. Woman, you are loose. Amen. And she straightened up. It should have been something that will make people, everybody to be rejoicing. To see somebody's life change. Yeah. This woman has been the bondage of the enemy. But she was loosed by the word of the Lord. And remember, there is still power in the word of the Lord to lose you. Amen. To set God's people free. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of God is creative, is powerful, and is alive. Amen. So the scripture tells us, to those of us who believe, all things are possible. All things are still possible today. Because Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so the Lord, looking at this woman in that condition, set her free. To be loose is to be untied. She was bound. But the Lord came, just like he said to the disciples when he was going to Jerusalem, or in Jerusalem, telling them the last Passover he partook of, and he said, you go to that village there, you see an axe that is tied, loose him and bring it to me. So that axe was tied down, and he could not move, he could not do much, but then Jesus said, go and loose that one and bring it to me. In the same Lord that when Lazarus was raised from the dead, he said, loose him and let him go. And God wants us to be loose, to be free. Yes. That's why he brought Israel out of the bondage of Pharaoh. He said, let my people go and serve me. So when God loses us, he wants us to be in service. Let them go. Let them be free so that they will serve me. Hallelujah. God has brought us out so that we will serve him. And once again, to remind ourselves, we don't serve the Lord the way we like, the way we think, or the way we feel. It is the way he wants us to serve him. That's the way we can serve him. Because there is a way that he approves. And we must always come by God's provided way. The way that has been approved by God. Amen. There are many things that man can to do, which is, you know, like traditions and superstitions and things and that. But Abraham said, when God sends a prophet, the messenger comes. And the messenger comes to correct the error that has been taught. He said, people, men have been taught scripture in a certain way. So the prophet comes on the scene, or the messenger of God, he comes on the scene, and he spoke purposely or concerning this last day messenger that comes in to correct the error. All that have been taught, all the loose ends, in the various ages, this last day messenger will come in and put it right. He said that men and people have been taught scripture in a certain way, which they have come to believe that that's the right way. And he said even some true ministers will misunderstand the messenger. When they begin to teach and correct the error that have been taught, he said some true ministers will even misunderstand. And today, many ministers true have misunderstood the prophet. And they think he's taking too much upon himself. They always thought the same. Because they thought the same about Moses. They've thought the same about every servant of God that God comes to sent to teach us or to help man. They think he's taking too much upon himself. They said Moses was taking too much upon himself. We are all holy. You are not the only one. So in this our day, we have been taught that a prophet will come to teach us the right way. And that is why today we have the message of the hour. It's not very popular, but we believe that is the truth of Almighty God. That is the way of the Lord. That is the way that God has approved in our day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Like I said, it's not very popular. And it's becoming more unpopular as the darkness thickens. But we are taught to walk in the light. Amen. And we'll see more unfold unto us. So children of the light, keep walking in the light. Amen. The light of the day. And God will make it plainer and plainer and plainer unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, Jesus saw this woman and he said, "Woman, you are loose." Though the leader of the synagogue at that time, or the ruler of the synagogue, was not very happy. And he said, "There are many days. Don't come and don't Sabbath day and do this and that." But he didn't know that that was the Lord of the Sabbath. Hallelujah. The God of creation, the Lord of glory, that's Emmanuel. Hallelujah. And then Jesus, thank God, he spoke back to you. He said, "You, on your Sabbath day, even your ass or your ox, don't you lose them? And you lead them to drink water. You lose them. You set them free. So why not this daughter of Abraham, whom the devil has bound these 18 years, tell me the reason why she should not be set free, should not be loose on the Sabbath day?" As we were coming, we were just discussing, and I was just quiet, we were talking about traditions and things. And traditions put us into bondage. Because Jesus told the people, "With your traditions, you've made the word of God without effect." They've been taught scripture in a certain way that when Jesus came and he was correcting them, they thought they were right. And they thought Jesus was wrong. Because of their own traditions. The prophet of God said here, the greatest weapon that was ever put in the hands of man is the Bible, to be backed up with the Holy Ghost. That Jesus died at Calvary to free his church from superstitions and fear and doubts and tremblings. He lives today. He rose from the dead. He's alive tonight. Amen. Jesus died on Calvary to free his church from superstitions and fear and doubts and tremblings. Calvary was established to deliver man from superstitions. Our own ideas and teachings and, many things. doubts, tremblings, fears. That's why the prophet of God taught us that fear is a curse. And the word is being preached. We have been taught. And we have been taught every now and then the word and the mind of God.
Yes.
To strengthen us up. Because we must come to a place, we must come into that channel of God.
Yes.
We must come so that we can hear. The word comes to free us, to liberate us from our own ideas and our thoughts and our feelings. So that we have liberty to stand and believe for ourselves.
Amen.
Like the man, the blind boy that Jesus set free. He was born blind. And when he was set free, his parents were asked, "Is that your son?" Say, "Yes." "How come that he's seeing today?" They say, "We don't know." The Bible says it was because of the fear of the Pharisees. Because they've warned that anybody that will confess that Jesus is the Christ or will speak anything good about Jesus, you'll be sacked from the church. So for the fear of the Pharisees, they could not stand and say, "Yes, this is our son. Is this Jesus that set him free?" Yet they knew it was Jesus that loosed him. They knew it was Jesus that healed him. They knew it was Jesus that delivered him. But because of fear, because of that bondage of Pharisees' fear, they could not come out to declare it. But thank God, that boy was loose. And because he was loose, he was bold to speak for himself. He was free from that religious spirit. He was free from that demon of fear. The fear of the church, fear of Pharisees, fear of this. He was free, he was loose. And they came to him. "Were you born blind?" He said, "Yes, I was born blind." "What happened to you?" "Yeah, a man called Jesus set me free." He was not ashamed of the man that set him free.
Amen.
He was not ashamed of the power that loosed him. He was loose so that he can confess it.
Amen.
And because he was really loose, he was not ashamed of it. May God help us never to be ashamed of what the Lord has done for us. Never to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Apostle Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of salvation to those who believe. It is the word that set us free." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And Brother Branham said, the word "lose" is to be washed. Praise the name of the Lord. He said here, "Unto him that loves us and washes us from our sins in his own blood." The word "wash" is actually loosed. The word "wash" is actually loosed. He loses us from our sins in his own blood. We were bound. Hallelujah. Traditions, superstitions, and the things of this world. Just like that eagle. Amen. That was raised under the chicken. Sorry. Praise the Lord. And then he was there in the barnyard feeding. Until the mother came around looking for that little one. And that mother screamed to that little one. And she heard the voice. She called that revelation. She realized that this voice sounds real to me. She realized that's mama calling me. That's my mother calling. And they tried to put fear in her. The chicken tried to put fear in her. No, don't look up. Don't read the books of Brother Branham. Don't listen to the tapes of Brother Branham. But there was something in that little eaglet. He heard that word. And Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Amen. Hallelujah. I know my sheep and they know my voice. Amen. And when she heard that voice, something sounded that this is the true message. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that word took fear out of her. He said, Mama, I cannot catch her. You can make it. You are an eagle. All that you need to fly, to take off from where you are, is already in you. So you can make it. He said, but I've never done it myself. That doesn't mean you can never do it. You can do it now. Amen. You have been in this condition because you have not been taught the right thing. Because you have stayed down here, you have not been taught the right thing. But I am telling you that there is something in you, or rather in you, that will make you to take off. The voice of that mother loses her. Say, come out. And she flew out. She was loose by that voice. May we also be loose by the voice of the Lord. The word of the Lord. The word of God abided and is alive forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The prophet said today, you look at men and women that have been caught in the web. You look at the things that people are doing today. They are bound. Some of us were also in that condition. Yes, but grace came to loose us. Amen. To free us. Yes. And we have been delivered and we have been loose. And God wants us to serve him with all that is in us. Amen. Amen. The prophet spoke and he said just like Johnny Crow, a crow that was caught by a farmer. And he said, so this farmer tied that crow to a post. So somebody came in one time and he said, listen, it's a crow. Have mercy and lose it. He said, mine. So later, he said, at the end of the day, the farmer caught the string, caught that cable so that the crow will be free. He said, but this crow have stayed around that place, just up and around. So when he was even set free, he still didn't believe it. When his fellows came around, they said, look, you are free, let's go. Winter is coming, let's go. He thought the days of miracles were over. He thought God cannot do it again. But dear ones in Christ, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The word came to set us free, to lose us. Just like David came when Goliath got the old church in a corner and they could not move out. There came a David. He spoke the word. They tried to put fear in David that you cannot do it. Say no. They said, days of miracles are over. What Jehovah did, the days gone by, is no more doing it. This problem is so big for us. This Goliath is so big. This mountain is so big. How can we get over it? How can we face it? But David said, God, who delivered me from the power of the lion and the bear, he will do it again. Amen. When you meet God, he does something in your life. Right. And every victory in your life will help you to win another victory. Amen. He gives you an experience. And experience gives faith. That's right. Yeah. So I still believe, as a prophet of God said, the importance of revelation by the Spirit of God to a true believer can never be overemphasized. We must pray to God that this thing that we are hearing will be made plainer to us. Will become real to us. That we get the revelation of the word. Because the word of God is alive. It's that if you take the seed, and it's a germinated seed, and you put it under the soil, it will germinate. it will come out. It will grow. And sometimes I walk, sometimes even around the street corner, like Brother Brown told us, even your concrete you lay at the corner, this grass will be growing because there is life there. And life is powerful. So if the word comes in and it's a germinated seed, the word will grow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You talk about the concrete and that seed is able to break. Even sometimes the cracks on the streets around, the blade grows up. Concrete on the streets with the asphalt and everything is able to come out. Because you talk about life. Life is powerful.
Amen.
So if the word of God is in us, listen, the word will transform itself. The word will transform itself because there is power in that word.
Amen.
May God help us that the word will be placed or will fall the right seed so that it will germinate and reproduce itself. Because the word has come to reproduce itself. And it has to reproduce in us. Praise the Lord. The seed that fell on the day of Pentecost, the word that was given, and it went through process, is the end, is the same. Coming at the end. So God is depending on us today to work his will in us. Hallelujah. Woman that at loose, praise the Lord. I just love it when the word speaks that you receive that word, that we accept that word, then the word will transform itself to the plant of which God has ordained it to be. As he said, let every seed bring forth of its own kind. Hallelujah. He said, you are loose, Mr. Crow, you are loose. Yeah. Say, no, I don't think I'm not loose. Say, you are loose. The rope has been caught. And Christ, our Savior, came and cut the rope.
Amen.
And set us free.
Yeah.
And loose us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, the word wash is actually loose. Loose us from our sins in his own blood. Isn't that wonderful? But are you spiritual minded? Did you catch it? It was his own blood that loosed us completely from our sins. I love it. Loose us completely. From unbelief, sin is unbelief.
Yes.
So the word comes to loose you, the church, woman, you are loose.
Amen.
We are loose to believe the word. We are loose to be free. We are loose to take what God says. Loose from creeds and dogmas and superstitions and our feelings and our imaginations and our thoughts. And our opinions to take what the word says.
Yeah.
Because what the word says is what the truth is.
Amen.
He said now, it was his own blood that loosed us completely from our sins. It was not human blood. It was the blood of God. Peter called it the blood of Christ. Paul called it the blood of the Lord and the blood of Jesus. Not three persons, but one person. There is that revelation again. One God, the omnipotent Jehovah God, came down and made himself a body by the means of the virgin birth and indwelt it, that it might be the blood of God that will free us, lose us entirely.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lose us entirely.
Amen.
We have been loose
nothing. Freely. Lose completely. From everything. Amen. Hallelujah. I really believe in that. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what the bride believes. That's why it's a woman, you are loose. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. From our sins to present us spotless before himself with exceeding great joy. He said, now, will you like an Old Testament type? Let us go back to the Garden of Eden. When the first news came to glory that the son, Adam, had been lost, did God send an angel? Did he send a son? Did he send another one like unto us? No, he came himself to redeem that lost son. Hallelujah. God did not entrust his plan of salvation to another. He trusted only himself. God was made flesh and dwelt among us and redeemed us unto himself. We are saved by the blood of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Not the blood of bulls and goats, the blood of God. You know what God is doing? Brother Abraham told us, the same process God takes to redeem man, it takes the same process to redeem the earth. So he said, the earth shall be loose. The earth shall be redeemed. He's doing that work through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, just as we have to be justified by faith, sanctified by the blood, and then the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The same way the earth must go through that process. He said, in the days of Noah, God baptized the earth with water. Jesus shed his blood to sanctify the earth. He said, what is coming now is fire baptism. And listen, everything is set for that fire. Hallelujah. Oh, the end is here. Praise the Lord. Everything is set. You talk about nuclear weapon, nuclear this, everybody's talking. It's set for fire baptism. And I was thinking the other day, man, you know, whenever in the beginning, when God created everything, he said everything was so good. Heaven and earth was good. This was good. And he said, let the earth bring forth fruit, everything after its own kind. But after the fall, God said to Adam, because you have listened to your wife, because you've listened to your wife, the earth is cursed. And God said, it will no more bring forth the way it has to bring forth. Now it will bring forth thorns and testers out of the sweat before you eat. And then I was just thinking about when the children of Israel went to Kadesh Barnea and they were bringing the fruit. And the Bible said, when they caught the grapes, two strong men, Joshua and Caleb, have to carry. And I was thinking, man, look at today. We can't get anything good from the place again because fertilizer, hybridization, here and there. Everything is growing from the bad to worse. You cannot get anything unless the ground is fertilized here and there. But the earth shall be redeemed.
Amen.
Oh, think about it. Everything will be fine again.
Amen.
All wrongs will be made right again. Amen. And we shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. Our future home. The future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride will be on earth.
Amen.
When God will baptize the place with fire. Hallelujah. Oh, a prepared city for a prepared people. Hallelujah. So God is preparing the bride for that prepared place. He told us the city. Jesus, I'm going to prepare a city for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. What a place it will be. What a day it will be. My brothers and my sisters, we have not believed cunningly devised things. We are loose. so that we can stand on the word of the Lord. That we can confess the word of the Lord. That we believe the word of the Lord. The word came to set us free from fear, superstitions. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that these powers and these superstitions and these things of the world will not have dominion over us, will not have power over us. Amen. The Bible says he loses us and he has made us kings and priests unto our God. He said, we have dominion. We have dominion over the devil himself. We rule over the devil himself. What are we afraid of? Lose to believe God. Free from superstition. Once we were ruled by the devil. Once we were in his kingdom. But now, we are not in his kingdom again. Amen. Now are we the sons of God. Amen. Not will be. We are now. We are God's sons. We are God's daughter. We are God's people. We are God's elected. Amen. We are the people that have been elected. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are loose to believe the word of the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Unto him that loves us and washes from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. We are saved by the blood of God. The eternal God endured a mortal body in order to take away sin. He became the Lamb in order to shed his blood and enter into the veil with it. The prophet said, consider this. Consider this. Hallelujah. Woo! Since it is the blood of God, it is perfect blood. And if the perfect blood is loosening us from the power and bondage and defilement of sin, then the losing is perfect and complete. If the perfect blood is losing, hallelujah, then it's complete and it's perfect. There is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. We have a complete loosening. We are loose completely and perfectly loose. We are no more slaves. We are not for sale. The price has been paid. We are out of the slave market. Are you out? I am out. And once he paid and took us out, no more for sale. Just like the story the prophet spoke about an African slave that was brought to America or whatever, they took him to Europe, whatever. And this guy knew one thing. Though far away from home, he knew he was a king's son. His father was a king of a tribe. And he conducted himself that way. Hallelujah. Oh, the prophet said, what a rebuke to us as sons and daughters of God, that we cannot conduct ourselves as people that have been loose, people that have been free, people that have been delivered. A price has been paid on our behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, give us grace to know who we are. Amen. Sons and daughters of the King, we have been loose. Sin have no dominion over us. Unbelief cannot control us. Things of the world cannot control us. The forces of this earth cannot control us because we have heard the voice of God. Amen. Just like the little eaglet heard the voice of the mama. And that voice loser. How can I say, just flap your wings. Take your wings. God gave you the wings. Use it. And he gave us that wings. Hallelujah. We have his word with us. He gave us the old and the new. The old, the shadow. We have the new, the reality. Amen. We have the light of the day. Amen. That has come to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Exercise your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. We are loose. We are free to believe.
Amen.
We are not under bondage again.
Amen.
We are free. Sons and daughters of God, you are free. You are loose. Jesus told that woman, you are loose. She straight up. She was gone. You think she want to bow like this again? No. Because she has been set free. She became a new person. She walked differently. She acted differently. Joy was in her heart. Hallelujah. Because she was loosed by the word.
Amen.
And the same word, the creative word of Almighty God, is what you are hearing every day.
Amen.
That is being preached to you every day. Amen. Accept it. Because God, Brother Branham said, if Jesus is here today and you come to him and say, Lord Jesus, heal me. He said, I have done it already.
Amen.
Lord, he said, I have done it already. He cannot come and die again.
That's right.
It has been done once.
Amen.
On Calvary, he said, it is finished.
Amen.
The day he paid for our sins, he paid for our healing too.
Amen.
You believe you have been saved. Don't you believe it?
Amen.
When were you saved? Way back. Not today, not tomorrow. Not yesterday, not 10 years. Calvary paid the price.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the word, our names were put in the last book of life. And you believe that?
Amen.
Don't you believe that?
Amen.
And believe all that goes with it.
Amen.
Not halfway salvation. Full salvation. Full redemption.
Amen.
Full price has been paid. So believe all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord Jesus. He paid the price. And that young man, and the Bible said, Brother Brown said, and this young man conducted himself though he was far away from home with other people there in that slave camp or whatever they are. But this guy, no. He will not wait for somebody. No. He knows what to do. And he conducted himself as a prince.
Yeah.
He said he lived that kind of a life until the boss, the slave master, took note. This boy is different. Why is he behaving that way? Why is he living that way? He's still different. Oh, God, help us not to lose our peculiarities. Not to lose our identities. Not to forget who we are. Don't forget your father. Don't forget our citizenship is of heaven. We are strangers here. We are pilgrims here. This one is not our own. Hallelujah. And he conducted himself. How are we also conducting ourselves in this present evil world in which we are living? How are you conducting yourself? Believer, you believe the evening light. You believe the entire message. How are you conducting yourself? Are we conducting according to the light of the day? You talk about preaching. In our day, who preached like the prophet of God? We have these messages with us. You listen to the tape. You see the anointing. You read it. It's there. We come to church. We hear it. What do we want God to do again? To wake up. Now, when the eagle told the eaglet, said, look, you are eaglet, fly. Stretch your wings.
Amen.
Mama, he said, stretch it. Don't get used to where you are. You are not earth bound. You are heavenly bound creature.
Amen.
How does he know? Because he heard that voice.
Amen.
And she believed it. That's the story we were taught. And she flapped her wings. She raised it up, said, raise this, raise it. Just here and there. She was gone. That's where the preaching is coming to us every day. You are loose. What if Jesus said you are loose and you're still standing there? Jesus said, take your bed and go. What about if that man didn't get up to take his bed and go? Take your bed and go. When we confess our sins, our wrongs, say, Lord, forgive. You believe it, you are forgiven. Take the rest. Let's take the rest that follows it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Oh, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word is alive.
Amen.
The word is creative.
Yes.
God is setting his people free.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. And I thank God, Brother Brad said, listen, we don't need divine healing in the millennium. The messenger told us. He said, in the millennium, we are changed. So you don't need it here. We need it here, not there. If we believe the word will change us, the word will transform us. We are going to the rapture. We believe that we are going to the rapture. If we don't believe all that this healing, whatever around in this physical blessings of our redemption and all this, we want to enjoy it here. And God wants us to enjoy it here. I'm waiting for the millennium. I want to start it right here. Hallelujah. I might be looking funny to you, but that's okay. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. I will not let anybody hold my joy. No, 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 no. God has been good. Hallelujah. God has been good. He's good to us, saints of the living God. He paid the price for us. Let us enjoy the price he paid. Let us receive all that he gave us. It has already been given to us. It is for us to accept it. It's for us to hold on. It's for us to walk into it. Because he gave it to us.
Amen.
When the Son made you free, you are free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. The prophet said here, there is now therefore, yeah, let me read a little. Since it is the blood of God, it is perfect blood. And if the perfect blood is losing us from the power and bondage and defilement of sin, then the losing is perfect and complete. There is now therefore no condemnation. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. And he put there, declares us righteous. God declares us righteous. And if God declares us righteous, we are righteous. The prophet said, to be justified means you have not done it. We are free. We are victorious. He declares us righteous. God said it. The Bible says when we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all.
Amen.
All righteousness.
Amen.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Nobody. Ooh. Then he said, our attorney became our judge. He became both attorney, judge, the jury. He said, you are free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, we are free. We are loose. We are delivered. The powers of Satan is broken. Sin cannot rule over us again.
Amen.
Unbelief cannot rule over us. We cannot disbelieve because we are part of the word.
Amen.
We cannot deny the word because we are part of the word.
Amen.
Hey, don't reason. Take what he says. Accept the word. And walk in it.
Amen. Good.
He declares us righteous. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Romans 8:33-34. There it is. His death gave us the blood. The blood has loosed us. There is now no condemnation. How can there be? There is nothing to be condemned for because the blood has loosed us from sin. We are free. We are guiltless. I'm just reading the prophet, the messenger speaking, the voice of God in these last days. The messenger of God to the age. What is it? The word comes to correct our thoughts. The people have been taught scripture in a certain way, which they think is right, believe to be right. The messenger comes to straighten them up.
That's right.
It says, even true ministers, we misunderstand the messenger.
Amen.
They misunderstood Moses. Yeah. You are taking too much upon yourself. The messenger that God sent to us. He said, listen, He said, I am the voice of God to you. The prophet said it. So the spirit speaking through the prophet said, listen, we are guiltless. We are free. Free to believe God's word. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Because the blood has loosed us from sin, we are free. Guiltless. Don't listen to man. Listen to the word. You are loosed by the blood. Now, don't get tied down again by traditions and creeds and organizations. Don't be led astray by listening to those that deny the power of the word and deny that Jesus saves and heals and fills with the Holy Ghost and power. You are God's free man. Hallelujah. You are God's free man. Loosed by his own blood. If you still hold your faith to creeds and denominations, it is certain by the evidence that you have lost your faith in the word of God. We are not saved by handshake. We are saved by believing the word of the Lord. Jesus said, if you repent, if you come to me, I'll give you eternal life. He said, you are loose. We are free. Believe what Jesus says. He shed his blood for us. Even those that live under the blood of bulls and goats. He said when they come and they lay their hands on their sacrifice, whatever they bring, and the sacrifice is killed, they live there that we are free. They live there rejoicing because they've transferred their sins upon the innocent creature. And they know that the innocent creature has died in their place. So, no condemnation for them. They are gone. And the Lord Jesus, Emmanuel, shed his blood for us. The blood has been shed for us to lose us. Hallelujah. May God help us, saints of God, to conduct ourselves as sons and daughters of God. Believe what Papa says. Believe what the Lord says. Amen. He has the final say. Yes. When he said we are forgiven, we are forgiven. Amen. When he said we are guiltless, we are guiltless. When he said we are righteous, we are righteous. He declares us righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. Loosed by the blood. Amen. Say, woman, you are loose. Saints of God, we are loose. Loose to believe the scriptures. Loose to serve Jesus. Loose to live for him. We are free from bondage. So don't get entangled again. Stay with God's word. Confess God's word. Believe what he says. Hallelujah. Don't, oh, look. No. It's not you. You have nothing in it. Just believe what he says. Accept what the word says. May the Lord be with us. When Jesus said, woman, you are loose, she believed it. And that was the end of it. And that has been all throughout. The word comes to lose us. When the church goes into bondage, he sends the word to lose them. Luther was there to lose them. And today, he sent a messenger to us. To lose us. From all those, what we have been taught in Pentecost, we have been taught here. Look, I was preaching Trinity before. Yeah, I was preaching evidence of the Holy Ghost. He's speaking in tongues. Thank God for Malachi 4. Yeah. I was preaching. Denominations. I mean, Pentecostal. Yeah. Speaking in tongues. Evidence. We have to lay hands on you to speak in tongues. We lay hands, you speak in tongues. Because that's what we believe. But thank God, he sent the light of the day to correct our thirst. That's not it. Listen, as I stand here, I was sprinkled. When I was small, I was baptized in Presbyterian Church. Name of Father, I was 6 years old. Okay. After some time, I became Pentecostal boy here and there. Oh, and then you have to baptize. He said it has to be water, in water immersion. Okay. I went to the ocean one night. They took me to the and immersed me in water. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. In Presbyterian Church, you have to be confirmed. After some time, I did it. Thank God for the light. Then, The grace of God came down. I used to buy a lot of Christian literatures when I was, you know, I started working. I'd get some more money. I go and buy Christian literature. I go to Christian bookshop, buy books, and the brothers would come and be reading and here and there. I never came across anything of William Branham until the light came. Amen. And I was planning even to go to Bible school. And then one brother said, look at this message. A true son that is overlooked. He said, the man never go to Bible college, but he preached the whole Bible. So, and I have never, and I will not overlook that true son. I read, that was the first message book I read. True son that is overlooked. And I will never want to overlook that true son. Because if you are traveling and you overlook the sign, you go astray. The sign is to guide us. The sign does not point to itself. The sign points you to where you are going. So you don't stop at the sign. When it's you read sign, Ikri, then you stop there. That's the Ikri sign. It's not the sign. It's not Ikri. It's showing you. So you don't stop there. Just go. Hallelujah. So God sends a prophet to come on the scene. Hey, listen. I went to church. We want the Holy Ghost. We went to a place. Church of Pentecost, somewhere there. They say you have to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. So that you will speak in tongues. I said, I was, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Until I told the brother, I said, I'm tired. Because as you continue to say Jesus, I said, I am tired. That's not the way they did it in the Bible. Thank God for a prophet. The word of God comes to correct us. So all that we were doing before in Pentecostalism, when we came to the light, the messenger of the hour, the light was given to us. No, this is the way. This is the way. This is the way.
Amen.
The word came to lose us. Oh, when we were so much afraid of, when you leave the church, you are lost. We did it. No. We came to Christ. We got the light of the day.
Amen.
And things have never been the same.
Amen.
He loses. You choose to fear. You fear this, you fear that. No, but the world loses from fear. Hallelujah. And that's why, like I said the other day, when I was sick and I went to the doctor said, you have cancer in your prostate. No, I didn't fear. I only remember the prophet said, do you fear cancer? I said, no. Because Brother Brown said, there's no fear. No virtue in worry. No, nothing. No virtue in fear. So why should I fear? No, I will not fear. David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. Amen. If I have to die today, praise the Lord, I'm ready to go. Amen. What will I hear, live here for? Brother Branham said, when God finished with me, I'm finished with this life. What do they have here? What is in this life? That I should compromise on the word of the Lord. Don't do it.
Amen.
May God give us grace. God give us strength.
Amen.
To stay with the word.
Yes.
Because we have a promise. Even if you die today, you have a resurrection coming.
Amen.
When the seed is buried, it doesn't stay. It rises again.
Amen.
And will rise again. The word has lost us. Don't get yourself entangled again. God be with you and God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Brother Barry, thank you. It'll go this way.
God is good to us, isn't he?
Amen.
Kind of been a bit of a theme here. God setting people free. I was asked to do my testimony again on Tuesday online, Bible Way Academy. And I had to do a shortened version. I actually did it in 20 minutes, believe it or not. And, you know, people were, the comments that they made were, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. And supernatural how God can set somebody free like that. And I said, you know, it's not necessarily your background, where you've been. I said, He has set us all free. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And like Brother Tim said so well, He set us free to believe. He set us free to become what we're meant to be. And that's the beautiful thing about it. When God sets us free, it's for a purpose. And we're thankful for that.
He has forgiven me,
and my sins have been washed from His memory. By the blood of the Lamb of Calvary, He has forgiven me. He has forgiven me.
My sins
have been washed from His memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. He has forgiven me. One more time now. Praise Him, shouldn't we? We should thank Him for His goodness, because otherwise, unless God had done what He promised to do, we'd still be bound, right? We'd still be unable to be to enjoy the freedoms God gives. Let's sing Every Praise to Our God. Let's sing it tonight. Crank it up there.
Every praise to our God.
Every worship.
Every praise.
To our God,
God my Savior,
God my Healer, God my Deliverer, yes He is, yes He is.
God, my Deliverer.
Praise the Lord. I'd like to say two things tonight. Number one, this is Labor Day weekend. We traditionally have just a little informal gathering on Labor Day. So on Sunday afternoon around 4 o'clock, we're going to have a little gathering here at the church for anybody who's free, anybody's in town. And it's a potluck, so bring food to feed your family. Okay, we're not doing a church dinner. We're just doing a personal potluck. So bring your items for your family. Okay, that'll be at 4 o'clock.
Monday.
Yeah. That's Labor Day. What did I say?
Sunday.
It's not Sunday. Labor Day is Monday. So thank you, Sister Jessie. It's on Monday afternoon, okay, around 4 o'clock. So we're just, again, it's just an informal gathering. So we'd be glad to have you if you're in town. Also, too, I'd like to say good to have Brother Brad with us tonight. God bless you, Brad. Great to see you there. I knew you'd always be back there again, and we're just honored to have you tonight. God bless you. Great to have you here. Always good to have Brother Tim and Sister Joanne with us. And, you know, God is good. Just, the way he reminds us of such important yet simple things. And it's a great thing to see how God puts, you know, a seed word in us, and it has the power to transform itself. We never have to try to become sons of God. He sets us free to be sons of God. And it's just a beautiful thing. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Let's sing it tonight. Before we sing and depart tonight, let's have a word of prayer. And may the Lord richly bless you. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity we've had tonight just to come into your presence, Lord, and to be able to fellowship around your word. It's always so enriching, Lord. It's always a blessing. And I pray that you would just enrich every heart, Lord. May we take just a little something with us tonight. Ponder on it, Lord. And all the ways that you build us up in the inner man, Lord. Just a line upon line, and here a little and there a little. Lord, you know exactly what you're doing, and you know exactly what we need to hear. And so we're thankful for that. Have your way now, we pray. Bless those that are not here tonight with us. Those who are not well, we place them into your care. And Lord, we pray especially for Sister Angie tonight. And Lord, in a time of mourning now, she's worked so hard and labored, Lord, and in love towards her brother. And I pray now you just draw alongside of her. And Lord, just give her the strength over the next few days in the funeral. And Lord, bless her whole family, I pray. And we'll give you thanks and praise for all you do for us. In Jesus' lovely name we pray. Amen and amen. Sing it as you go tonight. God bless you. God is good all the time. Put a song up.
Stand and testify that is loving.
shadows all around. Oh, do not fear, He will guide you, He will keep you safe and sound.